Blog Talk Radio.
Our Alpha and Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Bye. everybody.
Say amen.
God.
God has spoken.
So let the church.
Let the church.
Say. To what His word says, God has spoken.
God has spoken. Church say,
inspire and strengthen you through the word of God is what we do on a daily basis. And we're just excited about the opportunity and chance to come today with you guys and share with you guys this on this Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and you guys come on in and let's have church. Let's have church. Amen. Today, is very exciting day. We just got through celebrating our 2-year church anniversary. Amen. A 2-year church anniversary. We just got through. And I'm telling you, those of you all that missed that opportunity to come and share with us on this past Saturday and celebrated, because the celebration continued into Sunday morning. You guys have truly missed a treat on Sunday and on Saturday. We just basked in the glory of God. We had so much fun afterwards because we fellowshiped for a little while with our family. And we just wanted to tell you guys, all of you guys that shared and came and was with us, we want to say thank you so much. We want to tell you thank you for your support. Listen, also, guys, we want to make sure that we tell you guys that the Abba House International, we want to tell you guys, those of you all that are listening in, we thank you guys so very much for the love and support that you guys shared on yesterday. You guys did a fantastic job. You guys did a fantastic job on celebrating with us on Sunday and on Saturday. Thank you so much. The Abba House was in the house. Amen. The Abba House was in the house. But listen, guys, you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer, and we're going to share our scriptures, and then we're going to share all of those great countries that are listening in. So let us go before the Father. Let me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your power. God, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we believe and understand and know there is none greater than you. So God, there is no power besides the power of the Holy Ghost that you possess, oh God, that could do what you do best, God, and that is be God and be big in our life. So, God, we want to say thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for stepping into the situation and turning it and making it work for the good of those that are under the sound of our voices on today, God. God, touch right now. God, give them the understanding that in this situation that you are yet God. That in this situation, you are yet king. In this situation, you are the only one. You are the power. You are the grace. You are the mercy. You are the wisdom, God, to that situation. And you could turn it and make it work for their good. So, God, we thank you even now, God, that you would take the reins of this broadcast. God, we pray that it would bless someone today. It would touch someone's heart, that it would give them wisdom, understanding, and God, give them the ability to stand and to withstand in the face, oh God. God, of all their situation and circumstance, and make it turn, God, and do what it does best, and that is be, God, a work in their favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, our scripture for this morning is none other than 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And it simply says this. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. If my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. That is our scripture reading for this morning. I could go there, but I'm not. Listen, we're going to want to know, make sure that we share with you guys all of these great countries. And first and foremost, we want to tell all of you guys that are listening from across the world, we want to tell you thank you so very much for your continued love and support of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is my soapbox moment. This is my soapbox moment, y'all. I'm going to give y'all this, and I promise y'all I ain't going to be long. I'm going to give y'all this. There are people that are listening in from most other countries. Their lives are literally at stake. Give me good. Their lives are literally at stake. We had church Saturday. We had church Sunday. Some people did 2 and 3 services on yesterday. Come on, let me bless you. Let me give you something to help you with. And we here on the United States store, we are able to, capable of doing that. But watch this here. The people that in some of these countries that are listening in, watch this. If they are caught with a Bible in their possession, it could mean their life. It could mean their life. If they're caught listening to this broadcast, they could be drugged into the streets. Listen to me carefully, people of God. They could be drugged into the street and made an example out of, sold into slavery. Some of them are even executed right there in the street because they're listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We take it for granted, our privileges to be able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ on any platform. We can speak about God openly, even in public, and will not. We can pray publicly and not be executed, not be ridiculed for it. But we have some of these precious hearts that are listening in to us right now, that if they even been caught with a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture in their home. You know how we got ours posted right when you walk in the door. Some of us have the Lord's Prayer. Some of us have the Ten Commandments. My grandmother had a Ten Commandment board that was made out of wood with the placard I don't know if it was metal, whatever it is, but it had the Ten Commandments on it. We got one in the living room in our house with the Ten Commandments on it. Get caught with something like that. Watch this here. And they could be executed in the streets. So we here on the United States soil, we take that for granted. We cannot take what God has given to us for granted, people of God. We can't. He loved us enough to share and to give his life for us and do what he does now. Love us. We'll watch. Let us pray. Let us acknowledge those countries. But we want to thank God for them. We want you guys to continue to pray for them. Continue to intercede for them. Continue to lift them up before God. Pray for their taskmasters. Pray for the ones that have rule over them. Pray that the Lord will soften their hearts. For them to hear, to see, and to understand. And give them the grace to continue in the run. The grace to continue in the battle. The grace to continue in what God has given them to stand in. For he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen? Amen. So we want to let you guys know you are in our prayers and you are on our hearts. We want to say thank you for your continued support, and we are praying for you. Believe us and understand and know we are interceding on your behalf. Amen. Amen. So we have these countries, and we want to make sure that we acknowledge. So we have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guinea. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Brazil, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, and we have Italy. And we want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, so very much for just being a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we ask that you guys continue to support and be with us and stand with us as we do the work of the Lord. Amen? As we do the work of the Lord. We want you guys to know that God is still yet in the blessing business, and he is able to do exactly what he said he's going to do. He is a keeper. He is a watcher. He is a protector. And he is able to do just what he said he's going to do. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised.
Come and do what you do. We are here for. heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Listen, we're just excited about what God is saying and doing in this hour and in this time with us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I want to share with you guys something that the Lord has laid on my heart to share on today. You will find me in the book of Genesis, the 37th chapter. It's the book of Genesis, the 37th chapter, starting with verse 18. That is Genesis chapter 37, starting with verse 18. And it simply says this: and when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspire against him to slay him. Verse 19 says, and they said one to another, behold, the dreamer cometh. Verse 20 says, come now, therefore, and let us slay him, cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and shall see what will become of his dreams. Father, may you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of your word. God, we pray the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Right now, Lord, let me pour myself onto this altar as a drink offering unto you, God, that your word shall be made as fire, God, and become, God, what you have desired for it to be. In Jesus' mighty and infallible and rich name do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. For those of you all who are listening in, for clarity's sake, allow me to give you the title to this is a such thing as titling God's word, but I want to share with you the revelation that the Lord had given to me. In the simplest sense, this is a simple title. It says, you could not die in your pit because you had palace potential. You could not die in your pit because you had palace potential. Touch two or three people that's around you. We're going to act like we in church. Touch two or three people around you and just tell them, say, you could not die in your pit because you had palace potential. Yes, 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 yes. Touch another neighbor, and tell another neighbor, say, neighbor, say, I heard what the preacher said. I want to make sure that you heard what he said. But he told me to tell. Yeah. Talk to him. Tell him, say, he told me to tell that I could not die in my pit because I had palace potential. Could not die in my pit because I had palace potential. Cheer we find, Brother Joseph. Just to give you a backdrop about Joseph. Joseph was given by his father a coat of many colors. And with his coat of many colors, Joseph had obtained some things from the Lord. He had obtained favor from the Lord. And with this favor that he had obtained from the Lord began to give Joseph the ability to dream. And when Joseph began to have this ability to dream, Joseph dreamed some great dreams. And he began to share his dreams with his family. When he began to share his dreams with his family, what conspired after him sharing his dream with his family was literally almost detrimental to the man of God, because he shared with his family, watch the text, he shared with his family these great and exciting dreams that he had. And as he began to share them, there was some animosity that built up in them, because the dreams that he dreamed, it seemed as if, come here, let me help you. It seemed that if that as he dreamed that they were not going to be a focal point in his dream. Come here, let me bless you. To your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. They were having issues with the dream, because with the dream, their interpretation of the dream was to the point to where they were going to be subject to him instead of ruling with him. Come here. Let me help you real quick. Let me give you something that you can help that'll bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. We have to be very careful who we share our vision with, because a lot of times those that we share our vision with don't always see like we see. Come here, and let me give you something. They don't always see like we see. They don't always comprehend like we comprehend. They don't always have the same capabilities that we have, because watch this here. The dreams that we have, come here, are dreams that will drive people to where they need to be. But if they don't look at it in the way that God has given it to you, it'll spark some animosity. It'll spark some issues, because watch this here, they're not in control. You are. I'm trying not to go too fast. But the backdrop of Joseph. Was now Joseph, being the dreamer that he is, his father sent him to look for his brothers so he could take them some lunch. And when he told them, he just said, go. He said, take this to your brothers. And as Joseph was afar off, they begin to plot against Joseph. There are people, Shabbat. Get there. Kandiri Rabusha. They will see you from afar and don't realize what they have among them, and they begin to plot. Now, this entails my first point is this. It's very dangerous to have people around you who don't have a vision. Can I go a little bit deeper? It's very dangerous to have people around you that don't have a vision for themselves. Watch this. we have to be very careful, because in our going and in our coming and in our ins and in our outs, if we're not careful to place the right people in our inner circle, come here. This is the reason why, this is for free. I'm going to give this one to you for free. It's very important for you to understand that you don't have to have everybody come here among you to be with you, to do what you need to do. Some stuff, people of God, you need to learn how to walk in that by yourself. Can I give you some strength today? Some places everybody don't need to go. It's something come here. It's some things, it's some visions, it's some business ventures, it's some programs, it's some things that you don't need to let everybody in, because everybody ain't prepared. They don't have the same mindset that you have. They don't have the same capacity that you have. Their vision is limited. They see come here. Their vision is the front porch. Hello, lights and walls. Let me preach this thing to you. Some people vision is the front porch when yours is nationwide. Come here. Some people come here. And let me give you something to work with. Some people's vision is no more than just, watch this here, a car, a house, and some money in the bank. But see, you got cars, houses, and monies in banks. Because watch this here, what your mindset is your mindset, I want to do more for what I come here. I want to do more than my generation did. I want to do more than my ancestors did. I got something down on the inside of me. Come a little closer to the fire. I want to do something that my ancestors didn't do. I want to be able to fund some folks. I want to come here. I want to be able to house some people. My God. I want to be able to do something with what God gave me, and I want to show people that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. It's very dangerous. Have people around you with limited visibility. Oh, preacher, you're going to mess them up with this one. People with limited visibility. I need you to catch this in the spirit. I need you to catch this in the spirit. I need you to catch this in the spirit. I need you to catch this in the spirit. Limited visibility people will only be able to see as far as their faith will take them. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now the faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not things not seen. My question to you is not where your faith is, but my question to you is, what is the substance of your faith? Faith now is the substance. What is your substance? What is the substance of your faith? Why Shando Bande Bandida Bobo Otai? What is the substance of your faith? What does your faith entail? Because if your faith does not entail the visionary part of it, what good does your faith do you? I could not die in my pit because I have past potential. Here, allow me to dissect a little bit more of Genesis 37, because we really just scratched the surface with this part of the scripture where it talks about how Joseph was thrown into the pit. Because watch this, you got to understand that you have pitiful people in your pathway. Oh, God, you got pitiful people in your pathway, so you have to be prepared to be processed through the purpose that God has prepared you for. Come here. Don't ask me to say that again because I don't even remember. Y'all just got to get the tape. Listen, you have pitiful people in your pathway. And because you have pitiful people in your pathway, you have to be mindful that the pitiful people in your pathway does not have a purpose. So they look at you with your purpose in front of you, and you're rolling in it, and they upset because you're rolling in your purpose, and they don't have one. So they mistake your purpose for being arrogant, but you're welcome and get in the car and let's go for a ride. Listen, they don't understand that you're rolling on purpose, not on arrogance. I know who I am in God, and because I know who I am in God, can't nobody tell me I can't be who God called me to be. I can't stand where I'm going to stand. I can't live where I'm going to live, and I can't drive what I'm going to drive. God, I'm not going to be able to preach where I'm going to be able to preach. I'm not going to be able to reach the masses like I'm supposed to reach the masses. Can I preach to myself right now? I'm not going to be able to open up the group home. I'm not going to be able to open up the elderly care center. They're going to try to chop me. But listen to me. I got purpose down on the inside of me. Don't mistake my purpose for arrogance. I just know who I am. So Joseph was seen to fall off by his brothers. Joseph being seen to fall off by his brothers plotted. Here comes the dreamer. Can I mess with you real bad? Sometimes God will let other people see what's in you before you see what's in yourself. Joseph just thought that he was having dreams. They prophesied to Joseph's situation before he got there. Here comes the dreamer. Joseph just thought he was having dreams. But God will have people to prophesy to your situation. And when they saw him from afar, they say, here comes the dreamer. God sometimes will show you who you are. Because watch this here. He will have other people to ask what is in you, because they'll see you from afar and they'll say, here comes the dreamer, and you don't even realize that you are the dreamer until you get inside of the pit. So I got this. Y'all sit down. Sit down, y'all make me nervous. Sit down. You make me nervous. Sit down. Listen. Whew. So they plotted. People of God, they plotted. They plotted and they planned. Now the plan was if we take him and kill him and throw him in the pit, and when we throw him in the pit, we'll tell him that that, watch here, that somebody killed him, some strange beast came and devoured him and killed him. Watch this. If you read a little bit further in the verse 37, it starts to talk about how they took him and stripped him of his coat. See, he lost his coat, but he didn't lose his purpose. Come here. Let me give you something to work with. Let me give you something to work with. People will take your coat, but they can't take your purpose. People they could talk about you and ruin your name, but they can't take the purpose that God has inside of you. They come here, they can take your, God help me, they can take your good and be all evil spoken of, but they can't take your purpose. They can, God help me right through here. They can take your pearl because you didn't catch it them swines, but watch this, they can't take your purpose. They can come in and muddy the water, but they can't take your purpose. They took his coat, doused in some sheep blood. And then they took it to their daddy and said, some beast has devoured your son. Can I mess with you real bad? It got some folk. They couldn't kill you, but they couldn't kill you, but they killed your reputation. They come in at They didn't kill you, but they killed your reputation. They slaughtered your reputation. They literally made you out to be somebody that you really weren't. They come on you. They took you and they put you in a place to where it made it look like you were the worst person in the world, but they did not understand that even though you have taken my name and slaughtered my name, God still has use for me. Watch. I'm trying to get rid of this thing. So he loses his first coat. Judah, which is one of the brothers, said, we can't kill him. We can't leave him in this pit. We got to do something else with him. Because if we leave him in this pit, he's going to die. And that's going to break daddy's heart. They couldn't kill him, and they couldn't leave him for dead because praise was with him. Oh, Judah was sitting there, and Judah had to stand up. Can I help you? Can I give you something to work with? Sometimes, people of God, it's not about where you are. It's not about your condition. It's about your level of praise. If you learn how to praise God in your pit, if you learn how to thank God for your pit, come here. If you learn how to thank God that if you wouldn't have put me in this pit, I wouldn't learn. Oh, Lord, I would not learn how to stand on that thing and put my feet down and pick them up and put a praise on it when my situation and circumstance seemed like I was about to lose my mind. Judas stood up. Y'all sit down. Y'all making me nervous. Sit down. Y'all making me nervous. Listen. Judah stood up and said, we can't let him die in this pit. I've got a plan. Let's just take him and sell him into slavery. Come here. Let me show you something. Listen, when Judah stood up and spoke it and said, let's not let him die in the pit. Let us sell him into slavery. Sometimes the sellout is to save your life. God, help me right up in this next section right here. Sometimes the sellout is to save your life. If they wouldn't have sold you out, you wouldn't know that you could sell out to God. God, help me right up in here. See, sometimes the pit not only pushes you to your purpose and drives you to your destiny, it causes you to understand that you're broken, battered and bruised, and sold, but you still got a second chance to get some things together. You could have died there, but the sellout proves that God still has a plan in work. So he went to those and they sell him into slavery, and he gets to the marketplace and Potiphar sees him. Potiphar buys him. Now he goes from the pit to Potiphar's house. He goes from the dreamer coat to the slave coat. He goes from the dreamer coat to the slave coat. See, watch this. Let me show you the importance of your coat. I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to give y'all that yet, because y'all ain't ready for that one yet. Y'all ain't ready for that one yet. Watch. He goes from the dreamer coat to the slave coat. And with the slave coat proves to him that, watch this here, his integrity is still intact. The slave coat proves that his integrity is still intact. Shift yourself this way. I want you to shift yourself this way. Look this way. Shift your eyes this way. Listen to me. Shift your eyes this way. She got the slave coat to ensure that his integrity was still intact. How you figure, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Y'all ask some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Watch this. Potiphar's wife, Miss Potiphar, had got an itching in her twitching and felt the need. To test out the new model that was inside the house, which was in the form of none other than Brother Joseph. So she wanted, she felt she had the urge to merge. Come here, let me help you. Let me, come on, I'm trying to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Joseph had in his mind that I'm just going to serve this little spot like him, and I'm going to be okay. I know that my brothers have sold me in slavery. I don't even know where I am right now. Come here, let me give you something to help you right quick. Sometimes, people of God, we can be in places that we don't always understand and comprehend. We don't always know the reason why we're where we are. We don't always comprehend the spots that we're in. But we know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust in God and trust who God is in us. Bless you. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you. God help me right through here. That was a word for somebody. And that made your day. But watch this here. We got to learn that even though our situation may be a little strange, may be a little jacked up, might be a little tied up, we might be in a real jacked up place, but we got to learn that our integrity means more than it comes here and get a little closer to the fire. Our integrity, people of God, means more than anything. Our ability to trust in God means more than anything. You got to learn how to keep your level of integrity. They're going to talk about you regardless. You still be the saint of God that God calls you to be. Come here, let me help you real quick. The Bible says anger but don't sin. You can be upset as much as you like. Just don't clap back with no negativity or no evil way. It's not about what they said to you. It's about how you respond back to them. God bless you. You know what? You're absolutely right. But watch this here. We're going to agree to disagree. We're just going to walk away from this thing, and we're just not going to talk no more. End of discussion. Ask me how I know. I had to learn that. Because listen, I got, sure, listen, people of God, I got a mouth on me. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I will, boy, let me tell y'all something. Y'all better be glad I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. I had a mouth, shucky ducky, quack, quack. Listen, I had a mouth on me. I can help you. I can bless you. Listen, when you got to get a book on how to tame your tongue, come here, let me hear. Yeah, I needed help. Listen to me. Because my words that I spoke, I wasn't talking about God's thing, trying to teach me how to do God. It was a work I needed to learn how to tame my tongue. Watch. Second code was a slave code. The slave code taught him integrity. The next code that he got, because Potiphar's wife lied on him, kept his integrity. He got a prison code because Potiphar said, take him and put him in jail. Now, I forgot to tell y'all, this is the most important part about it. Potiphar was so jacked up in the situation that he was going through that Miss Potiphar was all up on him he was all up on me. He was all up on her. Come here, let me tell you. She was all up on him. And when he was all up on him, Potiphar's wife grabbed him, and Joseph ran himself out of his clothes. He said, I'd rather be naked than to jeopardize my integrity. It's coat gone, integrity still intact, coat gone. Listen to me. You can lose your coat, just don't lose your integrity. He lost his coat. Slave coat gone. The next coat he gets is his coat. It's a prison coat. Because Potiphar is upset. Not with Joseph. Potiphar is upset with his wife. Potiphar knew Joseph didn't have it in him. He knew what type of person Joseph was, but he had to make an example. God, help me right through here. You got some people that's connected to you. Let me give you something to work with today. This is Monday. I want y'all to go through y'all week and understand God is doing some things. This is your Monday message. There are some people that will keep faith. They will do stuff to keep faith. Know that the individual that did what they did to you was wrong, but they got to keep faith in front of the other folks that's around them. I got to keep faith. So I got to throw you in prison. I got to keep faith. So I got to throw you behind bars. I got to keep faith. So I gotta throw you into this prison and make an example out of you because the rest of the slaves are watching. Sometimes, come on here, preacher, and then work the text in. You got folk that's trying to make an example. They gotta prove a point to somebody. Woo! I got to prove a point, so I got to put you behind bars, Joseph. I'm going to put you behind bars. Now Joseph goes from the dreamer coat to the slave coat to his prison coat. Here, his prison coat. He learns patience. The dreamer coat is a vision coat. Slave coat, integrity coat. His prison coat is patience. Whew. Steep, y'all. Steep. Vision, integrity, patience. Vision, integrity, patience. This coat, I'm trying to hear you. I don't want to be on him. I'm trying to hear you. His vision coat was taken. His vision coat was taken. His integrity coat was taken. And now he's dealing with his coat, patience. Because this patience coat, it's not an easy coat to wear. Whew. Reverend, you talking today. Patience coat is not an easy coat to wear. Because patience requires a level of comprehension about what God is doing that sometimes require us to follow after God blind. We got to follow after. It says this. Watch what it says. It told us this. It told us this one time. It says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's an unseen thing that we have to learn how to go and do and walk after God with, because watch what he does. He does something very peculiar, does something very strange. He allows us to go into a place. And when he allows us to go into a place, he allows us to go into this place. And when he does that, the crazy part about it is he allows us to go into a place that when we do it in a way to where it's almost as if our eyes, not as they are closed, but as if our vision is limited to what God is doing. God, help me right through here. Is limited to what God is doing. And because what we have to trust God in the magnitude of where what we see, people of God, is not even so much as is it a hard place or a complicated place or a difficult place, but it's a place to where we have to make sure that when we walk after God, watch this here, let me give you something. Let me give you something real quick. It's not as so much as after we're walking after God with blinders on, but we're walking after God because, watch this, we got to let God lead us. See, we don't always understand the leading of God. But we got to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. The code of patience requires you to be in a submissive position. Let that sit on your mind right quick. Let me let that sit on your mind. You have to be in a submissive position. Watch the seal. Watch being submissive. Watch what submission does. Submission transforms you. I submit under the mighty hand of God. That basically says this. It says that when he puts his hands on you, you are allowing him literally to guide. Not knowing my way in, not knowing my way out, not knowing who I'm going to have to trust, who I'm not going to have to trust, who am I going to have to be mindful of, who I'm going to have to be looking after, who I'm going to have to stand in, all of these things. We have to become so attentive on what God is. And who God is, and why God is who he is. And then we got to know that in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. We cannot do anything without him. Watch this here. Let me show you the danger of being comfortable. Ah, Jesus. The danger of being comfortable in a place that, watch this here, that you would never intended to be for that long because your mentality is, okay, I got to be patient, but I'm still doing what I want to do and operating in the way I want to operate in. And now, watch this, people of God, we miss God because of our mentality and mindset is not, I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to make my own way. Sometimes we're imprisoned for so long because of, watch this here, and I'm going to mess with y'all real bad. Y'all know. Sometimes in the prison system, in the judicial system, you get time off for good behavior, but you also get extra time for bad behavior. Sometimes God allows us to be in the prison of a place because we're not willing to activate what God has given to us. Watch this here. We cannot despise being in prison because we'll never know who we'll meet in prison. You cannot despise being in prison because you'll never know who you'll run into while you're in prison. Come here. Joseph was in prison with the bread maker and the cup bearer. This man believed in throwing folks in jail. So here Joseph is. Here Joseph is in prison, locked up with two people who have access to the key, unbeknownst and unknowing to him that the king would have need of his gift. Come here. This is the reason why you got to be real mindful and careful not to allow your condition and situation to be so to the point to where you just forget who God is and what God is doing and why God is doing what he's doing. Because we can be locked up in a place to where it will very well be the place that will get us to where we need to be. I'm finna fast forward because I ain't got that much time left. Listen, he goes and one of the bread maker comes and tell him that he had a dream, and he told him they were sitting there and he was talking to each other and he was telling him about his dream, and Joseph said, I can interpret the dream for you. Now watch the blessed place. Watch yourself. We're going to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Y'all get in the car. We're going to drive real fast because I got to get out of here. Listen, this man sat up there and he told him his dream. He interpreted the bread maker's dream. And the bread maker was like, what are you talking about? He told him, he said, your dream where it says that you're going to die, the king is going to kill you. The dream that he had, just to show, as he said it, the dreamer that he had when they came and got him, they took him and they executed him. Now, the cupbearers was kind of leery because you'd already told this man's dream that he's going to kill him. I won't tell you mine, because I don't know what's going on with mine, because if he's here talking about killing me, I don't even want to know about it. But watch this here. He tells him his dream, and he tells him about the dream, and when he tells him about the dream, he said, you're going to be in the presence of the king. He said, but when you get there, he said, tell the king about me. Tell the king about me. Tell the king about me. Tell him. Let him know that I'm here. I can help him. So he gets out there, and the man sits back, and he gets into the presence of the king, and he puts all his prophets in front of him. And he said, if y'all can't interpret this dream, I'm killing every last one of y'all. And so while they were sitting there, the cupbearer heard what he was saying. And he said, Master, I know a man that can interpret your dream. I'm fast forwarding. I know a man that can interpret your dream. He tells the man about the dream. When he tells the man about the dream, watch what he does. Watch the revelation. Watch. He tells him, I know a man that can interpret your dream. He said, but he in prison. He said, okay, let's go get him. Now watch this here. If you get frustrated and angry and don't use your gift in prison, you would never get into the presence of the king. That was free. That was another free one. I usually charge for that, but that's a free one. Watch this here. Now you are set free. I'm going to say it again. Now you are set free. Now you are set free. He gets into the presence of the king. King tells him his dream. And when he interprets his dream, he saves the kingdom. Watch this here. You got to be very mindful, people of God. You got to be very mindful, people of God, that your next shift in God depends on your attitude in your place that you are in. You never know who you may be in the presence of. Come on, preacher. You're helping me. You never know who you're in the presence of. I'm fast forwarding. I'm telling you, I got it in fifth gear. I'm fast forwarding. I'm fast forwarding. I promise I'm fast forwarding. Look. After he saves the kingdom from a great famine, watch what the king does. He said, you will be second to me. He said, I give you charge over everything. Watch this here. Dreams really do come true. Dreams really do come true. The same dream that he said, watch this here, they had to come here. They had to bow. A famine came, like he told them, and they had to come and they had to bow. Why would shucks now? Why would you go through all of that, and you still had to bow anyway? Come here, let me help you. Sometimes people of God, God, thank you. Sometimes people of God, God will allow you to be processed in a place to prove to the world what I invested inside of you. That's God's word to you. I had to let you be processed in that place. And I'm closing. I'm closing with this. This is what I'm closing with. I promise y'all I'm closing this. I'm closing with this. You had the vision coat, the integrity coat, the patience coat. Now you got the promise coat. Vision, integrity, patience, and promise. Vision, integrity, patience, and promise. Vision, integrity, patience, promise. Come here. Vision, integrity, patience, promise. Vision, integrity, patience, promise. Watch this here. You started with vision. Your vision required integrity. But your integrity gave birth, watch this here, to patience. Patience gave birth to your promise. Why am I taking y'all around the wagon like that? Watch this here. Let me show you. You could not stay in each one of these coats because you had to get to the coat of promise. You had to come out of vision in order for integrity to work. You had to come out of integrity so patience can work. You had to come out of patience so the promise can work. Each one of those coats that you lost was all because you could come here. All of these coats are entangled into one. That's why he had the coat of many colors. He traded each coat so the colors could be put into the coat for promise. You had to go through all of that to get to the promise. You lost these things. Well, you thought you lost these things. You thought they were taken. But in actuality, the blood that was on the vision. Come here, let me help you. The blood that was on the vision. Watch this here. The lie, the innuendos that was on the integrity. The loneliness that was in patience. And now, watch this here. The promise coat don't show none of those things that's there. They don't even matter. They don't even matter. Because you done got to where you needed to be. Because each coat required you to be tested in. Come here and let me help you. These coats wouldn't admit anything without testing. These coats wouldn't admit anything without testing. You can wear these all day long, and they never get tested, and it would mean nothing to you. You'll take it and throw it on the floor. You wouldn't even hang it up. You'll walk all on top of it. You wouldn't take it to the dry cleaners. You wouldn't come here, let me help you. Can I take you spiritually? You wouldn't have prayed in the pit. You wouldn't have trusted God in the integrity. You wouldn't have waited on him in the patience. And you sure wouldn't have gave him glory and the promise. Because each place required you to be tested. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now watch this here. I'm going to give you this and I'm closing, I promise. With the new coat of promise, because you notice he was Joseph in the pit. He was Joseph in Potiphar's house. He was Joseph in prison. But when he got to the palace, his name changed. It's Joseph in the pit. Joseph in Potiphar's house. Joseph in prison. But when he got to the palace, his name was changed. Not Fafanea. His name was transformed. Not Fafanea. You have to go through all of this because there's a name change that's required. I can't keep you as Joseph, because if I keep you as Joseph, your mentality about the pit will still be there. I couldn't keep you as Joseph because the stain of Potiphar's wife would have been on Joseph. I can't keep you as Joseph because the stain of patience of being in prison, the abandonment of prison would have been on that name. So I had to get you to this place so I can change your name. And then your name change. They may not recognize you at first, but they will for surely know who you are. We'll say that again because that blessed somebody. They may not be able to identify you as who you are when they first see you. But they'll know you by your heart, by your mentality, by your integrity, by your level of patience. All things work together for the good of them, love the Lord, and for the called according to his purpose. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, I think. We just got to learn how to go through the process. Lend me your hearts, gracious and eternal Father. We thank you for these, your people that is under the sound of my voice on today. Father, I pray that this word activated them and let them know that they could not die. Promise. They could not die in the pit. Yes, the pit was a difficult place. Yes, the pit was unexpected. But this pit was not their end. Thank you, Father, for divine revelation. Thank you, Father, for strength that surpasses all understanding, that guards their heart, their mind, and their spirit. Give them the ability to do what you do best, God, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. God, give them the grace and the wisdom to continue in the fight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still
I smile.
Hey.
Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give them down.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Amen, amen. Kirk Franklin, I smile. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. We're just excited about what God has to say and has said on this morning, on our broadcast on this morning, on our Monday broadcast. Listen, tell a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them that to join us next week on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Also, remember, guys, to tune in this coming Thursday for our Women's Day Thursday with none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas. She will be live this coming Thursday with her guests on this coming Thursday. Remember, let's close out the year strong, close out this month strong with some our sharing and our being a part of today's broadcast. Now, also, guys, remember that you can also get in contact with Lady Douglas, Lady Kashima Douglas, for her new 30-day journal, her 30-day journal, swag, Strength with Almighty God. Again, it's 31-day journal, Strength with Almighty God. You can get in contact with her. You can go to her Facebook page. You can also connect with her on her phone number, which is 832-816-7997. You can contact with her that way. Please make sure you get your hands on this new book. I'm telling you, it will change your life. Put this with your prayer. Put this with your prayer time. I promise you, the Strength with Almighty God will guide you into where you need to be with the Strength with Almighty God. It is a phenomenal read for you on your 31-day journal, our journey with this journal. Amen. So remember, again, that you can get in contact with her through her Facebook page. You can also get in contact with her through giving her a call at 832-816-7997. You can get in contact with her that way as well. Listen, remember, guys, to contact her and get your hands on that book. That book is a $20 seed. Get that book, remember, a $20 seed. Get in contact with her and get your hands on your Strength with Almighty God book from 31-day journal from Apostle Elect Kashima Douglas. Remember, guys, those of you all who would like to sow, you can go to your Cash App, your Zelle, or your PayPal, and you can get in contact with us by doing that. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection Ministry, please feel free to do so. You can do that by going to your Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020, or you can go to your Zelle, which is 832-816-7997, or your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Remember, get in contact with her for those books. Also, you can sow your seeds into that those Worldwide Gospel Connection ways to give. And we look forward to you guys joining us and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. As always, listen, we also want to make sure those of y'all who are listening in and you want a closer walk with Christ on today, let us give you something to help you. I want to pray for you. I want to intercede for you. It's not going to take very long. I'm just going to intercede. I want to pray for you, those that are under the sound of my voice, and you heard the word on today, and that word was speaking to you, for you to realize that you did not die in that thing. It was not meant excuse me, for you to die in the place that you're in. It was not meant for you to die in this situation that you're in. God saved you for a purpose, and that purpose is for you to be able to stand in who you are in Christ, who you are in God. So allow me to intercede for you and pray for you. And those of you that are under the sound of my voice that want to give your life to Christ, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Let me show you something real quick. You have an opportunity to give your life today. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. Only thing you have to do is surrender your life to Christ. He is right there waiting on you to give your life to him. It's not a tremendously hard thing to do. Matter of fact, it's real simple and real easy. The only thing you got to do is when I read this passage of scripture, as I pray, and I'm going to show you what that scripture is. We have the overcomer scripture, overcomer prayer. Overcomer scripture comes from Romans 10:9 that simply says this. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you are saved. Just that simple. So I'm going to pray. And when I introduce that scripture again, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, then want to give your life to Christ, please do so by lifting up your hands. If you can't lift your hands, you may be at work listening to me. If you can't lift up your hands, lift up your heart. And lift up your eyes toward the hills which come at your help, and your help comes from the Lord. And know that God is able to do it. He will wipe away the tears from your eyes. I feel you, God. I feel you. I see there are those that are at work right now, and they want that closer relationship with you, Father. So, God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that in this moment right now, Father, you would speak life to them, speak strength to them, speak integrity to them, speak, God, the ability to stand in the moment that they are in right now and give them the graces, oh, God, God, to do what you have assigned for them to do. Let their hearts no longer be troubled. Let their minds no longer be in turmoil. But, Father, you move by your power and by your strength. Touch them even now. God, give them the graces, oh, God. God, to not only just withstand, but to stand in who you are and whose they are in you. Father, we bless and magnify, glorify, edify, and worship your mighty name. For you are good, and you are greatly to be praised. And we thank you in advance, God, for all that you're doing and is doing and going to do. And we give your name praise, glory, honor, dominion, and power. God, we speak Romans 10 into the atmosphere for those that want to give their life. God, we say to them that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they are now saved. They are now closer to you than they could have ever been. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. In the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. We look forward to you guys joining us again on our next broadcast on Thursday. So remember to call a friend, tell a neighbor, tell them to tune in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God bless you. We love you, and we will talk to you guys real soon. Have a fantastic and marvelous day.
That he did not owe what came from his head, feet, and his side was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. He paid the debt that he did not owe. What can that silver or gold. The blood